The board that oversees public higher education in Florida meets with university presidents every other month. And last week, they were in Tallahassee. So Senate President Joe Negron and House Speaker Richard Corcoran left the Capitol and stopped by Florida State University to address them. The legislative leaders were full of mutual praise.
I want to thank Speaker Corcoran, who's been an incredible partner.
There has probably been no better friend to the higher education system in the history of the state than President Negron.
Corcoran made it sound like he was firmly behind his counterpart's top priorities, increasing funding to universities and student financial aid programs.
We are 100% supportive. Of course I'm going to support that.
But that's not what the House budget proposal reflected when it was unveiled earlier in the week. Corcoran's deputies are making an argument for cutting funding to higher ed. In South Florida, that includes Florida International University in Miami and Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. Representative Larry Ahern chairs the House Higher Education Budget Committee. During a recent meeting, he called public higher education in Florida overfunded.
The slowing of growth in this silo is both reasonable and necessary.
Ahern pointed out that universities aren't required to give back any taxpayer money they don't spend. So he says they have too much money in their reserves.
It just piles up there.
His committee proposed cutting universities by $217 million and urging them to drain their savings accounts to fill any gaps. The proposed cuts come after a particularly good year for universities, when Negron successfully got them big increases. And now the Senate is proposing another big increase to the tune of $187 million. So the Senate and House are pretty far apart on higher education funding, but leaders balk at the suggestion that they'll struggle to bridge the gap. Senate President Joe Negron and House Speaker Richard Corcoran have been through this many times before. They both chaired appropriations committees in the Florida legislature before taking on their current roles. Here's Negron.
In my experience working on the budget, the differences between the House and Senate are very manageable and expected and pretty routine.
The legislature is really just starting the budget negotiation process. Session is slated to end on March 9th. Committees have started releasing their early proposals. Soon, each chamber will vote on its respective spending plan. And then there will be a series of meetings, in public and behind closed doors, where lawmakers will make offers and trades until they come to a final compromise. So what Negron gets for universities will depend on what he's willing to give for Corcoran's priorities. And Corcoran has focused on promoting charter schools, vouchers, and other alternatives to K-12 public schools. This is Corcoran.
We are well poised to finish on time and to accomplish great things in both higher ed and K-12. I wouldn't read more into the budgets than that.
Lawmakers typically fight less over the budget in an election year because they want to get back home to campaign. Corcoran is widely expected to run for Florida governor, and he says things will go smoothly this year.
A smooth session is coming out with great outcomes for the people of the state.
That definition of smooth doesn't mean everybody gets along and goes home on time. Last session went into overtime because lawmakers were arguing over major education policy changes tied to the budget. Legislative leaders shoved their biggest priorities into two bills, each about 300 pages long. The bills were published at the last minute, and one ended up getting vetoed. The other barely passed, and now school districts are suing over it. And after all that, Governor Rick Scott also vetoed part of the education budget and forced lawmakers back to Tallahassee for a special session. But looking back on negotiations over the 2017 budget, House Speaker Richard Corcoran says,
last year, I think they went smoothly.
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Tallahassee.